You want to report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two senses long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blends. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily. Mwah.
And we're back, man. Back with a brand new episode of Nothing But The Truth with your girl, Miss Truth.
Yes, sir. We're back in the building.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's your boy Blaze. What's up, y'all? What's up? I miss y'all. I miss this, man.
Yes, I got pressed.
Oh, you got pressed?
I got pressed. I did get pressed. Shout out to Doug.
He's a listener. You want to fight?
You don't want to fight. Just say, you know, I'm looking for a brand new episode.
I mean, we can have a water balloon fight for me.
A water balloon fight? Let me just put on my curly wig and we good to go.
Yo. All right,
I'm a good one. I put on the wet and wavy one.
Forget it.
Why is it forget it? I'm trying to understand.
Forget it.
If it's gonna get wet, it gotta be cute while it's wet. So you gotta get the wet and wavy wig.
No.
Anyway, back with a brand new episode. I know we have not been here for a couple of weeks. We miss you guys.
We've been working, man. It's been a hell of a month. March is always a hell of a month for
hell
us people.
Yeah. It didn't
working
expect it to be so long for us to not be here, but. Right. Shit be happening.
You know, niggas be at, you know, I celebrated, our last episode, around my birthday?
Right before your birthday, I think.
You know me? We celebrated Pisces season.
Gangsta.
You know, ended it well. I mean, the Aries gang.
Shout out to all the Aries, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my bro, Mister, the one on the intro. His birthday is the 11th. Also, shout out to my cousin, Shadora. Her birthday's the 18th as well. Per.
Period. Yo, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm feeling good. I got some sleep. I got some rest.
Oh, I definitely did. I did that yesterday. Yo, it felt amazing to not do nothing.
Oh my God. Like,
I didn't have to write no job.
I called out.
I didn't have to do nothing. I had to do no laundry. No, you know, I ain't had to do shit. I had dog food already. I did all of that. I just spent some time in the park with Hades. We looked at the eclipse. We chilled.
No, I slept through that.
I smoked. Went back in the house.
Did you look directly into the sun?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? They said don't do that.
But I did it on my phone.
Oh. So you did it, the phone up, and then you looked into the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they said if you look directly into it, it's like a black spot that'll like...
Beep.
Stay in your eyesight forever because
it wasn't as dark.
You done burnt your retina.
It wasn't as dark as it was in New York as other places, but it was dope.
Yeah, I seen the videos of places like that guy. I think Dallas, Texas.
Dallas
had
Cali.
Complete darkness, and I was like, oh, that shit is wild, cool. Like, yeah. Somebody in the UK said it don't happen for them for the next 66 years. I don't know how true that is.
I mean, they said that when it happened a couple years ago. But we had one in like 2017.
Well, that one was like it wasn't a full eclipse. That's why. This was the full eclipse. We're not going to get this one for another 100 years. So.
Shit.
That's okay. Yo, we had an earthquake.
Yo. I was in the basement of my job and I thought the train was about to come through the wall.
It was that bad?
Yes.
I slept through that too. I sleep through everything.
What is wrong with you?
I slept through the last earthquake we had, too. Like,
at least you passed peacefully.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel. Like, that's why I sleep on the planes.
I never do that.
First of all, I don't know. Planes make me sleepy. And I think it's my anxiety. So I feel like if, God forbid, something happened, I'm knocked out. Let me just go ahead and go that way. What am I going to do? If the fucking plane is going down, what am I doing to save myself? Nothing. So,
true.
Might as well just go peacefully. I went to sleep. I told everybody I loved them before I left. That's it. Purr.
Shit. Talk about planes. Rel was stuck in an airplane for about 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours. What day it rained the other day? It was that rainy day. And like it was storming.
I don't remember. But I do know what you're talking about though.
Yeah, it was sometime last week.
Pouring. Yeah. Fucking rain.
Thunderstorm, all types of shit. Like that shit was terrible. That shit broke my umbrella. Like I was tight. I was soaking wet. Ralph texts us like, yo, bros, I'm panicking. Pray for me, y'all. I'm in the air, flying around. I've been in the air for like 3 hours. We like, what? He like, yeah, they telling us we can't land in New York. So we flying around to see where we can land. Now we in Baltimore. We still not landing. And if you know Ralph,
he don't like planes.
He don't like planes.
Oh, no.
And he had a window seat.
Oh, God. You gotta close it. You gotta close the window. Like
it don't matter.
You gotta close it. You can't look.
Closing it or not, he don't like it. So me picturing my mind, I'm over here dying laughing. But I'm like, yo, I'm fucked up for doing that. But I'm just picturing it happening. I'm seeing him panicking. And it's just like, yo. I was like, you know, bro, it's all right. You're gonna be good. You got this. Y'all gonna land. Y'all gonna be Gucci. Y'all gonna land in Baltimore. Just hit us when you land safely. Mm-hmm. He ended up landing like an hour later. But he was like, yo, fuck this shit. I need to go back to Texas. New York is bugging out with this weather.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, he was losing his mind. But I'm glad my boy was good. I'm glad he was good. Shit.
Oh, man. Shout out to Ralph. Shout out to you making it home. Getting hit, landing safely, please. Lord Jesus.
That ass.
Because what can you... You're just scary, I'm telling you. Yo. That is scary. All right, let's get into it. The game this week. I forgot what the hell we named this last time we played this shit. I don't remember what it was called. I'm going to keep it a sell a buck with y'all. We played this before. I give you an artist. You give me an artist they collaborated with, and we just keep it going until we until we crash out. Okay?
I don't remember that game, but let's go.
You don't remember that? You probably was high.
I'm high right now.
And you probably forget this game. Two next time.
Nah.
All right, just for that, you can start up since you don't remember. That's so fabulous.
So what I got to do?
Pick an artist.
Okay.
And then I will say an artist that they collaborated with. Then you have to go back and forth, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, but you can't repeat.
Oh, okay, okay,
you
can't
repeat an artist. So, like, if you say...
Okay, I got you, I got you, I got you, I got you, I got
you. You know, Jim Bon Jean.
All right, Sean Paul.
Sean Paul, Keisha Cole.
Oh, shit.
Name any person that Keisha Cole has worked with. Work with mad people.
Monica.
Missy Elliott.
Timbaland.
Justin Timberlake.
What's his name? Janet Jackson.
I was going to say Jermaine Dupri. I don't feel like that works because he's a producer. So I'm gonna say Nelly instead.
Okay. Ashanti.
Ja Rule.
J-Lo.
Why Mariah Carey came to mind, even though they never worked together? She hates that woman. Wait, who you say? You said Ashanti?
Nah, I said J-Lo.
There's a J-Lo. Nas.
Davies.
What? Chris Brown. There we go.
Spice. Usher.
Usher. Ludacris.
Lil Jon.
Ying Yang Twins. Yeah. This game might be over already.
Oh, damn. Who the fuck they collabed with?
I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of people down there in the South of Souths that they've worked with.
I'm going to go with Gucci Mane.
Can you confirm that?
Nah. All right, you got it. I don't know.
I don't know neither. I'm going to keep it a bug. That was nowhere.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was dope.
You set me up, though.
Nah, cause Lil Jon got a lot of people.
Yeah, I should have said T-Pain. But nah, Ying Yang Twins is a tough one.
Yeah, I can't say Jeezy name. They never collab with Jeezy.
I don't know.
Did they perform Outkast?
I don't know. Let's see, collaborations. I would love to. I should call my cousin. Oh, Wiz Khalifa, Mike Jones, and Britney Spears.
Wow. Okay, I don't know that Britney Spears song.
Britney Spears?
Yeah, I don't know that Britney Spears song. I think I might know that Mike Jones song.
Mike Jones.
And who else?
Wait, hold on, go back. Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, Mike Jones, and Britney Spears.
Yeah, I don't know that Wiz Khalifa. I don't know that Wiz Khalifa featured either.
I mean, look, the game was short this time.
Yeah, no, that was dope. I like that. I like that. You got to figure out the name now.
I forgot what it's called. Shout out to Jabari.
Collab artist.
It's from YouTube. So, shout out to who created it. I can't remember his name. I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember shit.
And you talking about me?
Yeah. It's something about the game though. Fuck it. Whatever. All right, time to get into what had happened was, because shit be happening, and we need to talk about it.
Shit.
All right, so boom.
Boom, chakalaka, laka, boom.
Honest and truthful, let's keep it. Let's start it off with shout out to South Carolina. That's where I want to start it off at.
Woo!
Shout out to South Carolina.
Women's.
For women's team for winning the
national championship.
The national championship against Iowa and Caitlin Clark and to have a undefeated season is fucking phenomenal. I think that's not getting as much notoriety that I don't like. It's like, they never lost, bro. Never lost.
Yeah, they're like the seventh team, I believe.
never lost, bro.
In men's and women's to go undefeated.
Hello? That shit is amazing. Shout out to Dawn Stanley, their coach.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
One of the few coaches to win 3 championships in college.
And to also win as an Olympian.
Yep.
As well. So, listen.
She just added to her resume.
Now, CNN fucked up. We got to talk about the bullshit one time for the one time. Because once they won, once South Carolina won, y'all posted that they won. But y'all made it about Caitlin Clark. And I was like, listen, it's going to be time in interviews and pieces and think pieces and dissertations about Caitlin Clark. But that motherfucking moment was not about her ass. I'm going to be honest. Shout out to her, though. She doing her shit. She going to be all right. She getting ready to declare for the WNBA and maybe the new face of WNBA. Let's see.
I wouldn't say the new face.
I don't know about all that.
But okay? she when she gets into the league, which she will be.
She's going to have the energy and the press
gonna
bring, around her. So yeah, she's going to be okay.
She's going to be okay because Vegas already said they're already planning ahead to when they play her. They're not playing in their arena. They're going to the T-Mobile Arena because they're expecting more than 12,000 guests because their arena can only hold about 12,000.
Okay.
So I'm sure every other stadium is going to start doing that.
I'm going to be honest and truthful with you. Like,
I said stadium. I mean arena.
I know. We know what you meant. I feel like WNBA is last season definitely brought the numbers. For this particular championship game, it was 18.9 million views, the most ever, the most ever for college ball. So imagine now that the momentum is up, it's like, let's keep it going. Let's see what happens with next season. Let's see what happens moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be lit.
Women out here whooping, busting ass.
And
now getting the loving and press that it needs to get.
So, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You hear more people talking about tuning into women's college basketball and women basketball more than men.
Yeah.
LeBron and them is talking about it. Almost every OG basketball player is talking about it on their podcast and letting it be known. Like, they can name 5 women players quicker than 5 men college players.
College players, see? That's But you know what? Listen, it's women been doing their shit too.
It's not as disgrace to the men's basketball. Right. It's just that women's basketball is finally getting its respect.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It came a long way.
That is a fact. I never watch college women. I don't watch college basketball, period, unless it's, you know, at the job. So other than that, but honestly and truthfully, I watched that game. I was excited and I was hyped for them. So shout out to South Carolina doing their ones and twos, doing their big way. You know what I mean? But that was amazing.
That was a great game too. That was a revenge game for them. The revenge tour is over.
Yeah, facts. Now it's let's see what happens for next season. They're playing freshmen this season, So let's see what's up. Let's see what they do. Let's see what's the vibes and the moves and the grooves for next season. Okay, so let's move on. Now, we had, you know, the women doing their thing, winning championships and shit. While they're winning championships, the girls and the rap girlies are over here fucking beefing every fucking 2 days. I don't know what the hell is going on in the music industry at this point. I feel like it's all Cat Williams' fault. Like, ever since he did his fucking interview, nothing has ever been the fucking same. So with that being said, first it was like Bia and Cardi B going back and forth about Missy samples. Like Bia felt like Cardi B was copying her because they both did two different Missy Elliott records, and I couldn't for the life of me understand the correlation. If you got a Missy song and I got a Missy song, your shit doing what it's gonna do, my shit gonna do what it's gonna do. Make it make sense to me. And I'm not just saying that because I fuck with Cardi. I just felt like it wasn't necessary. But
it's
you know,
not the same beat, though.
It wasn't the same beat. It wasn't the same song. So I'm trying to understand what the fuck the problem was. Because you're not the first bitch to do a goddamn Missy sample. Where the fuck? Who the fuck is you? So like, that's number one. So two, you know, Bia is, you know, a barb. So it made sense to me. So okay. It made sense for the beef and all this other shit or whatever, boop, boop, boop. Then it was, who am I going to say, JT and Glorilla. Apparently, you know.
Yo,
it was
that shit was funny as hell.
Slapping rap bitches and making bail, ho. Yeah, Glow. I said, you can say what you want about
that. That shit bump.
You can say what you want about that bitch. That song go up. I don't give a fuck.
It do. And I just want to put out there, since you're being talking about her.
What?
Cause a lot of people, my friends and all of them, always be through, yo, Glow is fire. She that thing and this and that. No. I need y'all to stop. All right.
I'm sorry.
Glow is the bro.
She the bro.
Yes.
What that
like,
mean?
Like I wouldn't kill.
You wouldn't kill.
No.
Okay.
My boys and them always sending me, yo, bro, you wouldn't kill. Look at that, bro. She is fire. Like this. No.
Well, your bros think she fire. What's
nah,
the problem?
Nah, she's not.
She give you homie vibes, yeah. Basically. Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's it.
You saw her. She's so tiny in person,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's mad short.
They mad. All of them is tiny. Let me explain something to y'all. All of these artists that y'all see on TV and whatnot, only a small percentage of them are actual regular height. Okay? Regular and actual tall in real life. A lot of them are 5'2 and like between 5'5 and shorter. To be honest, even the men. So, please, when you see them, you be like, damn, fucking midget. What the fuck? Like,
dead ass.
Because they make them look big on TV, you know? They say they add, what, 10 pounds on TV? I guess they add 5 inches of height on TV because they be looking tall. But anyway, so Glorilla and JT go back and forth, especially about the whole slapping rat bitches and making bail ho. There's a whole shit about a legend story that JT and Glow got into it at a award show. They said that Glow slapped JT. JT said she never been slapped. Glow ain't say shit. She let it rock. She ain't say nothing. She ain't never said she did slap her, but she never said she did slap her. So,
I mean, JT should have never answered either.
Agreed. Go from there, whatever. And now they going back and forth or whatever over who the fuck knows what. Oh, because Glow decided to make a song and say how, you know, me and JT are not the best of friends, but we're also not beefing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. And trying to do some girl unity type shit. And that's when JT was like, well, bitch, you never said that you didn't slap
she
me.
She just went off. That's that Sagittarius shit.
And now all of a sudden you're trying to say rap unity and shit, da 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 da. Like, that shit is corny and shit is whack. And I just was like, I find it funny. You see the alignments of the rap girlies and you see who's on whose side, so it makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's sad to think like that, but it really do be like, y'all motherfuckers, the ones who really fuck with Nicki Minaj are really going against the ones that fuck with Cardi B, and it really be over dumb shit. But in the
end, not just Cardi B, but Meg too.
Oh, Meg as well too. But you know, Meg is a part of the Cardi B clique.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So really, it's like Nicki and Cardi, and it's like all the girls under. So it's like Megan, Glow, you know, Lotto, this side of third. And then you got Nicki, and you got fucking JT and fucking Bia and the rest of them. Whoever else that goes up against each other, and they just, and Akbar all the way at the fucking bottom, just being a dusty bitch at the end of the day. I don't like that bitch. I don't. And it's not because she's a barb, it's just because you just be dick eating every time it's a fucking conversation. Like, That bitch don't fuck with you like that. You are a dick eater. Please go sit the fuck down. Like, and the thing about Akbar is she got bars. It's just nobody gives a fuck about them because all you do is be on fucking social media with your mouth open. Like, shut the fuck up sometimes. Like, God damn it. Jesus. You lost weight. You think you the shit now. And now you don't know how to fucking act. You been hollering. You a barb and go up for Nicki Minaj, which is fine. Do your thing. Cool. Whatever, whatever. That bitch still ain't seen you no fucking nails. Mm-mm-mm. Move on. Asking Drake for money. You ain't embarrassed. No. Jesus Christ. Like, come on. Anyway, so the girls will start beefing and all the other shit. The men is beefing. We're going to get into that later on with the men. But, well, not really. I'm going to get into it with Meek and fucking Wale.
That beef is so old.
That beef is old and tired, honey. Y'all niggas, just because y'all on the... Oh, my God. Just because y'all on the same...
label.
On the same label does not make y'all fucking friends or bros. Y'all niggas are co-workers. You feel me? Y'all niggas are co-workers, and that's literally it. So my thing is you don't fuck with him, he don't fuck with you. He don't fuck with niggas that you don't fuck with. He don't give a fuck because y'all don't fuck with each other.
Exactly.
So just because y'all both on fucking Rick Ross label does not make y'all like the best of damn friends. Let's move the fuck on. What can you do?
Meek is just being Meek.
He need to be worried about them allegations. Because them allegations is alligating. Okay? So they trying to say you out here tooting and booty. Listen. Allegedly.
I still didn't hear that video.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Let's make
that's
sure.
That's going around, but yeah,
let's
allegedly.
Make sure we slap allegedly over the whole thing. Allegedly.
Yeah, he needs to just stay off the internet, honestly. And stop Twitter fingering.
I mean, that's what he's good for, though.
But he be making himself look like a fool.
Ever since he tweeted them legs in the pool with the french fries, he know what the fuck he's doing. You know the picture I'm talking about.
Yeah, where they had the same shit as Diddy.
No, not that. The picture of him, he's in the pool. He showed a picture of his legs that look very skinny and crackheadish, like. And he had, like, french fries laid up on the shits as well, too. They've been cooking him ever since he posted that picture. So I feel like he's heard it all. So these little things that he hearing right now is nothing compared to what he heard when he posted that picture. So Meek Mill, my thing is you and Wale, you going up. All this shits is phone calls. These shits are phone calls. Just like JT and Carisha.
Yeah, phone calls. That and they shit, still ended up phone calls. They still ended up back on the internet again.
This is what I'm... Listen, here's the thing. Y'all don't even know how many arguments that me and Janae have had. Like, full-blown arguments that me and Janae have had with each other. Y'all don't know shit about it because it don't go to social media. It don't go to social media. There are no subs. There are none of that. Because if I got a problem, I'm going to call her. And if she got a problem, she going to call me. And we going to hash it out between us.
Yeah, I've been a part of that. Okay. I'm part of that once.
Once? When was this?
Once or twice.
We'll discuss.
On the phone.
But my thing is we'll go back and forth. We do our ones and twos, and then we good to go. Because that's what you're supposed to do as friends. I'm not dissing my friend on social media. You feel me? Like, I'm not that whole... That's why I'm like that whole friend thing, that whole sis thing, that whole bro thing, that whole shit. Them words I take very seriously. And... People be, oh, shut the fuck up.
Wow. I'm glad y'all realized that he was here.
Shut the
fuck up.
The
real truth.
The
real truth is showing. The real truth is showing.
He full of shit.
I'm full of shit.
Please.
Yo, that's crazy. I can't say all. Like, y'all
that
see how
even,
she treat me,
that
y'all?
Ain't even you.
That's crazy.
That's not even how you give it up.
That
like,
is crazy,
you don't be giving
a
shit no
bro.
Other time. You trying to put on a show
I
for the
I have
post?
Feelings.
Now you got feelings.
What's up with you?
Today? You got feelings
yo,
today?
Yo, I got feelings today.
You just,
like,
you just replenished your feelings?
Yo,
you
was, yeah.
Because you was out of them shits for like, for about
yo, what's
eight,
up with you?
7-8 years now. Like, you just replenished on feelings? You resubscribed to feelings?
Is resubscribed?
That, yeah.
So I unsubscribed?
Yeah, you unsubscribed from feelings for a while. It was fuck everything for a while. Now we subscribe back to feelings.
I always have feelings. I just know how to just, you know, hide them really good.
No. Incorrect. But no, that whole friendship means something to me, for real, for real. And honestly and truthfully, I'm not going to violate my friend on social media for no likes. Yeah. So I think that shit is corny as fuck, period. So with Carisha and JT, for them to be able to chat was cool. And then for JT and Saucy Santana, like, y'all going back and forth still after that, and it was like, y'all could have had a conversation. Y'all could just talk, bro. Y'all ain't got to do all that for the clicks and
the clickbait. That's the Sag.
Because now it's like, all y'all shit is at... it. Listen, I ain't met a sane Sag yet.
At all.
I ain't met one yet. Y'all a little crazy. Okay? There's a little pieces up in here. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, great. So, with that being said, I don't know what Carisha's sign is. What's she, a Cancer?
I don't know. I don't pay attention, though.
I don't know. Let's see. Carisha sign. Let's see. What do you say sign for Diddy? No, not that. Because she was at the award show with something for him. Oh, she's an Aquarius.
No, Diddler.
She's an Aquarius. She's an Aquarius. Oh, it says Go Poppy. That sign she had up for him at the BET Awards, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Whatever. But, yeah. You know, listen, at the end of the day, they talk, we good, they good. They gonna argue again. It's inevitable. That's what people do. That's just what friends do.
That's a finic.
And if y'all true friends, y'all bounce back. And if y'all not, y'all fall out forever. So it be secret animosity and shit going on. That shit be whack and corny. I feel like you got, like I said, you got a problem, talk to your friend. Do I got a problem? I call Blaze. Do he be giving a fuck that I have a problem? No. But I do tell him that I got a problem with something. Exactly. Yeah. Tell the peoples. Anyway. Tell the
peoples what?
All right. What else was going on social media? Oh, Rihanna, your ex-girlfriend. The photo shoot was not my cup of tea. I don't know what the theme was, but yeah, let's get into the interview. So... who was it with? I forgot. Bizarre.
Vogue.
She said that ASAP Rocky, you know, they...
Was it Vogue? Let me make sure.
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I just looked at the pictures. I didn't even look at the actual cover. Like, I just saw the pictures of her, like, in a nun outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. While you search for that, I will continue on. So, within the interview that she had with this publication that Blaze is going to find out, she talked about her and ASAP Rocky over the years and about how they both see...
Interview Magazine.
For who?
Interview Magazine.
Oh, nice. For Interview Magazine, she said that, you know, her and ASAP Rocky see fashion the same. They see creatives the same. They, you know, basically kind of on the same page when it comes to things. So... that kind of built their relationship over the years. Because, you know, they used to date back in the day. They used to, you know, you know, back in the day or whatever. And let's not forget, she came to that ASAP Yams Day event, but she was in the cut. Nobody knew she was there, but we did. You feel me? I should have told that story. It's a gossip in the city. But anyway, not the point. The point is she looks very happy. Like, she's just like, you know, ASAP Rocky, he's the fashionable one out of the two of them. She said that she looks like a bum when she be feeling like a bum when standing next to him.
That's a fact.
I'm sorry? That's what you agree? She look like a bum next to ASAP Rocky?
I mean, it depends on where they go. Okay. If they're going out, she pops out as usual.
Right, but like regular shit.
For that. But I feel like if they go out to dinner and stuff like that, you can tell he's that dressy type of dude.
Okay.
Like, no matter where he's going, no matter what he is, he's going to put some shit on.
She said that. Because
he wants to stand out.
Yeah.
So,
she did say that. She said that they'll go, like, you know, when they go out, of course, then she'll pop out. But when they go to, like, get on a plane or something, she'll have on, like, sweats or whatever. He'll have on, like, a Bottega outfit. Like a Bottega suit. And she's like, why are you wearing that? Or whatever. So then she also said about the babies, Riot and RZA, that she dresses them like him. That's how they come out so cute, because she dresses them like little mini ASAPs. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Or whatever. So her kids are cute.
That's dope.
Her kids are really cute. So Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Married or not married. She seems very happy. She seems like he the type that really, like, fucking make her gut butt laugh. Like, real shit.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like the type that, you know, he's very protective of her when he's very on her. Like, into her. Like, flirting with her. They could just be doing interviews. He's 9 pages to his own interview. He all up in hers. Just watching her, just want to touch her, feel her. He that type. He a Libra. Ladies, get your Libra, man. I couldn't tell you. I never had one, but it looked like it. It looked like something. I don't know. But what else we got? Weak.
About what?
What else we got today?
Not much.
What you mean we ain't been here forever? What the hell you talking about? All right, you know what?
Are we going to talk about Diddy?
I do. What you want to say about Diddy? The diddler? Did Diddy do it? Did Diddy bop it? Did Diddy rock him, sock him? I don't know.
I mean, like, his son got, you know, brought into it.
Bop it. Twist it.
And then he got the lawyer.
Pull it.
Whose lawyer he got again?
Somebody.
Some big-time lawyer.
My thing is they're going down. Either way, the reputation is tainted, you know what I'm saying? What you've done in the dark will come to the light. Let's see what's up. These civil suits that are coming out are exposing a lot. But we got to see what happens in court. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because you say it in a lawsuit don't make it true. You know what I'm saying? Just because you said back in 1982, sat on a nigga lap, he was doing some inappropriate shit, don't make it true. But also, it's kind of hard to prove something from 1992. That's a little crazy. That's the whole point, too, that I don't like. But, you know, listen, let's see what happens. Diddy has not been arrested. You know what I'm saying? He ain't been detained or nothing. This motherfucker out here in Miami living life, riding bikes and shit with fucking getting golf carts and shit with Stevie J. Stevie J and 50 Cent going, 50 Cent is a fucking troll. Y'all know this already. We talk about this all the time.
Like, hello.
But now Stevie J getting so mad talking about he want to shoot the fair one with 50 Cent.
That man.
We have seen you on Love & Hip Hop, sir. Please stop.
That man is something else.
We have seen you on Love & Hip Hop trying to fight Benzino. Like, just.
I don't know why people take 50 serious.
I don't know.
If they know what he do. They know this is what he do. This is just him. He's been bothering Meek. He's been bothering everybody. Just let it be.
He's a troll. That's just what
the
it
man
is.
He trolls his own BM.
Yeah. Oh, little sex workers.
Did you see how popular that one merch got? Like,
yeah. Yep.
Everybody started using that shit, and it was just like, oh, damn, like, what the fuck? And just like, yo, that's what 50 is going to do. And whenever you think you hear something about 50, he either going to expose it himself or he's going to just be like, what? Nah, he going to go and find the truth.
Right. Exactly. And
people don't realize that about 50?
So Daphne Joy is his baby mother of his youngest son, and once they said that her and Carisha was Diddy's little sex workers, he started trolling her. So now everything has to do with little sex workers. And not really too much on Carisha because he actually likes Carisha since he put her in BMF. He's like, I like Carisha, so he's not really trolling her too bad.
Yeah.
But his baby mother now talking about he don't see his son and... Well, I'm like, what?
He's
abusive. Now, they trying to say little bits and pieces of that might be true, that he's done some damage to the home and stuff like that, so that may come out. But, I don't know. It's like, he wasn't this bad until he called you a little sex worker. So, shit like that, that's what be conflicting me sometimes, because it's like, if he was abusive, why didn't come out before?
Right.
Or why you didn't say anything before, but now that he's calling you a sex worker, now you got a whole statement about how he's abusive, and now you follow
up. No, you would have thought it was him that put your name out there. Like, it was in the paperwork.
It was in the paperwork. So now, it's another civil suit going out from a woman who worked on a yacht that, this is with Diddy's son. So with Diddy's son, it was like they was on a yacht party that Diddy put together, allegedly, through this whole story. And she said she was one of the workers on that yacht, that they had drinks that they brought, like bottles that they brought onto the boat. And she was like in charge of giving out the shots or whatever, Christian had asked her to take shots with them. She did. And she was like, women, boy, before she took the shot, she said women was taking shots on a boat. They would take like 2 shots max and be like slump drunk, like immediately after these 2 shots. So then he offered her one and she took one. I said, pause.
Why would you take it?
Why would you take it? I'm trying to understand. Like, if you see these women out here getting sloppy drunk?
Off of two shots. 2 full shots.
Why would you take the shot? I don't know. But she said that it was a point in time where Diddy was like, he needed somewhere to sleep. Christian said he needed somewhere to sleep. She took him to a location, I guess, on the yacht or whatever, where he could sleep. She walks into the room. He's behind her. And then she was like, it got dark in there. And then, like, somebody followed them. So they was able to pull her out of the room before he got, like, crazy with her. And then she told her captain, like, I guess her boss or whatever. And then he reprimanded her for doing too much, pretty much. And then that was pretty much the end of that story. Yikes. Or whatever. So now she's suing Diddy and Christian for, like, a hostile work environment type vibe or whatever.
Uh-oh.
So that's the lawsuit that's going on with Shorty, who got the lawsuit against Christian. So I'm just waiting for everything to come to the end, because, like I said, just because you put the lawsuit out does not make it true.
Surviving Diddy.
And surviving Diddy going to be a thing. I don't believe everything in every lawsuit, but I do believe that he might have did the most of that shit. I ain't even going to hold you. I don't believe every little thing. Some things you'd be like, all right, that sounds a little outrageous. Yeah, but then again, I don't know the industry. But I have heard stories of the industry and how these motherfuckers is disgusting. That's probably why I never really wanted to be a part of that bitch. I'm gonna be honest. Because if you talk to me, I might stab your ass. Now I gotta go to jail.
Them behind the door stories is wicked, man.
Behind the scenes joints be disgusting. So who knows? But let's see what happens. Just know that, you know.
Just gotta be patient.
Purr.
Like all you said, right. Blame Cat Williams. He opened the vortex.
That's a fact.
Niggas, he opened the black hole. Woof. Beginning of the year. Oh, man.
So now I wanted to talk. I talked about this yesterday on my Facebook. I was like, all of these people are going on tour. Like, 2024 is the last year for touring. Like, you got Usher on tour, Chris Brown on tour. You know, Missy just announced her tour with her, Busta, and Ciara. You got Meg Thee Stallion on tour. You got the Broccoli Fest. You had Dream Fest, the Dreamville Festival that just passed. You have it's a I Love R&B with like Ashanti and
Genuine
and a whole bunch of other artists. Like, it's literally like over 100+ tours put together. Like, yep. The Lox is going on tour. And it's like, where y'all think we got all this money at?
I don't know. But it feels like, I feel like they're not making no money anywhere else, so.
I asked the question, that was the obvious answer, clearly. Is that the money is not being anywhere else. But it's like, why this year? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why y'all jam-packing all of these tours into this year? Because a lot of people aren't dropping nothing. They're not dropping anything for you to be on tour. So it's like, okay, you just going on tour just to go on tour. Like, okay, like, I get it, but it's also like, what happened to 2025? Like, are we going to do the same thing next year too? You're going to jam-pack 100+ tours into next year as well too? Is this what we got looking forward to?
I believe so, because Janet is starting her tour.
I mean, but Janet been on tour though. You feel me? Janet ain't really stopped touring ever. She did when she had the baby or whatever, and then she kind of got modest or whatever, but she really never really stopped touring.
She didn't.
She ain't dropped no new album. She just was like, all right, let's pick it up again. And again. And again.
Sometimes you just got to take time. Sometimes people just love touring. Maybe just want to just... Or what I feel like, they're probably just trying to bring the good vibe into music back.
So where's the music? Like, so...
I mean, they're going to perform their old shit, but they probably, I feel like... You know, it might lead into something new. You never know. They're probably working on something. You know, we just got to be patient. Let's just enjoy.
I bought the ticket anyway, so it doesn't matter. Exactly. I'm going to 3 concerts this year.
And you're going to go end up like 2 more. Maybe 3.
Like who?
Depending on who drops. You never know.
The summer's coming.
Listen, Beyonce not dropping hers until next year.
Okay, that's next year. I'm talking about the summer's coming. You never know who all else right, we're I going just to. Bought, I look, bought, you just said, look how Missy just popped up out of the blue.
Missy in this bitch doing shit. You ain't out of nowhere. Never seen Missy shit. In this bitch. Yeah, I had to go see Missy. I'm going to see Missy.
It's all right.
I'm going to see Usher.
I'm going to work Usher.
I'm going to see
Chris Brown.
I'm going to see. You see how you are? You go to see Chris Brown, but you gonna work Missy Elliott?
Yes.
That's one show. Crazy.
It's not crazy. I love Missy. Everybody knows that.
Shit. Okay, so how much you love her? You gonna work? You not gonna enjoy the concert?
Like, I'm gonna enjoy that concert. I don't give a fuck what these people say. I am.
I'm gonna enjoy it twice.
You shitting me?
I'm gonna go to one and I'm gonna work
on it. I don't give a fuck. If I get caught, I get caught dancing. Just like I got caught dancing in the Bad Boy reunion tour.
You did get caught. I'm in the
documentary, like...
Ha! Wait, you were?
Yeah.
I got pictures of that? I gotta go back.
Nah, you don't need to go back.
I'm gonna go back.
Now we gotta rewatch it. Yeah, it's me and Daryl. They caught us dancing.
I remember them catching you dancing. I just remember it in the documentary, though.
Yeah, they was filming on that Raza.
Yeah, Missy and...
But we didn't know.
Doing shit. You ain't never seen Missy. So, you know, that's why Busta canceled his tour, because he's going on tour with Missy. Makes sense now. Glad I didn't buy those tickets. I'd have been pissed. But then again, I'd have been like, okay, fuck it.
Yeah, you still see him anyway.
Never mind.
Shit.
That'd be my second time seeing him, though. I saw him last year with 50.
It don't matter. That's your fave.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, whatever. So... That man, shit,
we just enjoy
that
the music.
Shit really traumatized me. I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, listen, man, I'm
we enjoying our old phase, man. That's a they fact. Showing the new generation how to really, you know, bring it to life.
And do being some, on tour and make some shake.
Yeah, like perform on tour. Don't just have stage presence. Like,
look
at these people. Look at real artwork. That's who everybody should watch. Going on tour. And try to be like them.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else I have never seen on tour. I've seen a lot of people perform throughout my life. So it's just like,
yeah,
that's why I feel like Missy Elliott I need to see, because I have never seen Missy Elliott perform. Yeah,
this would be my first time.
Never seen her perform before. Her,
I've seen Usher before.
I've seen Usher at Madison Square Garden for the Confessions tour. And I've seen Ciara when they had the Scream Tour.
No, I never seen Ciara.
It was her, T.I. I was there at the show that they brought All In The Mouth for Do Like Swagger Like Us. It was 50, it was Diddy, it was Jay, it was Kanye.
Okay.
Like, so I was there for that show. I think Lil Wayne was there too, if I'm not mistaken. And Ciara was one of the headliners for that tour. So, you know, and I've seen Chris Brown a couple times, and, you know, we've seen a lot of people. I've seen people before I started working at this place, and since I started working at this place. So, period. Nah,
me working there made me see a lot of people.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah. Well, besides Yankee.
Yeah. That's when I seen Justin Timberlake for the first time.
Yeah.
Per. Because I wanted to go to that NSYNC tour so bad. It's gonna be mad. All right, anyway, let's move on. All right, let's get into the moment of truth for today. You know, we talked about rap beefs and battles and whatnot, but we really didn't get into the big three, which is J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar's beef.
It's not really... J. Cole's beef, but it's his beef.
Let's start it off correctly. Let's not do that. So this whole thing, really, right, like, Drake and J. Cole is, you know, literally been on tour, doing their thing, giving each other flowers, da, da, da. And Drake and Kendrick really have had a rocky relationship ever since the Control verse came out on Big Sean's project umpteen plus years ago, right? Ever since then, they really been taking shots at each other on different projects and whatnot, right?
Cool. Yep.
I feel bad for Big Sean. I'm gonna tell you why. Because nobody gives a fuck about him in this conversation, and he's trying to insert himself into it, because the day that Like That came out, he dropped a freestyle being like, you know, big three and all this other shit and this, that, and that, yeah. And whoop, whoop, whoop. And nobody gave a fuck because Kendrick came out with the verse So it was like, you overshine him again on the day that he posted something trying to go up, you know, talking about his part in it or whatever
case. It wasn't just Kendrick overshining him. Future and Metro Boomin overshined him too. That album alone was just... I've been bumping that shit since.
I'm not gonna lie. I have bumped it, but I've been bumping like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Like... I get what Big Sean is trying to do, but it's too late, Big Sean. You're a great rapper. You can rap your ass off.
You know what you can do? Go on tour.
I mean, you gotta
go on tour.
Drop an album. You haven't dropped an album in years.
True.
That's his fault. And he said it. And he said it in the.
He said that he ain't been consistent.
I haven't been inconsistent, and that's your fault. You know, I understand you taking blame, you know, standing up, you saying that, you know, you could have been on top of it too. Yeah, you could have. But then again, look who you signed under to.
Right. Well, was. So.
Well, yeah, it was. But still.
Yeah, that, I ain't going to lie. You can't outshine that, man. Kanye West kind of fucked up a lot of, like, those, that group of artists that he had, like, Saha the Prince.
Yeah.
Teyana Taylor, fucking Pusha T,
Big Sean,
like, you kind of fucked them up for a little while because they really believed that Kanye was going to take them to another level, and he kind of just left them for fucking dead, trying to do this, you know, under a certain amount of tracks and under a certain amount of minutes on the album, to the point where you kind of fucked up your relationship with these people. And, you know, Kanye West got his own little mental situations going on, so it is what it is, but... Back to the conversation at hand with Drake and Kendrick. I personally feel like this, right? When it comes to, I'm going to get into J. Cole in a minute, but I want to just talk about them too. Drake has been in several beefs or whatever, you know, rap battles and this, that, and the third. Most notably is with him and Pusha T, of course. But I feel like, you know, of course people talk about Pusha T and he could push the pen and he could rap and he's lyrical and this, that, and the third. But his star power is not the same as a Kendrick Lamar. You feel me? So it's like, I feel like Drake has not had a battle with someone that's on the same star power and lyrical level as him. So when it comes to him and Kendrick, it's like, we interested. Because when it came to him and Pusha T said what he said. He basically kept poking the bear with the whole Adonis and, you know, whatever with him and Kanye, this and that, whatever, whatever. But outside of that, Pusha T's star level is not as high. So after that beef was done and over with, nobody gave a fuck about Pusha T.
Yeah.
Let's be honest and truthful. He was no longer a conversation. Once the beef got cut off by Jay Prince, it was just like, all right, cool. He kind of fell off and that just was it. You walking in runways and shit. Okay, do your thing. But with Kendrick being a conversation all the time, like when it comes to rap, lyrical, whatever, it's like somebody's gonna pull Kendrick out the pocket. Somewhere. So it's like with Drake, for me personally, it's like I want to see what Drake do. You was quote unquote stopped. You was told not to engage by Jay Prince with the whole Pusha T shit. So I think that kind of fucked up that whole thing for me. I thought that shit was whack and corny that he stepped in and it's always going to get worked. Nigga, we've been through Biggie and fucking Tupac, nigga. Like, we've been through niggas showing up the Hot 97 with guns ready to shoot up the whole fucking lobby and shit. So don't tell me no bullshit between fucking Drake and Pusha T. So my thing is like I said, I want to see what Drake got to say. Push the pen. Let's get up. Let's go up. Let's see what's up. You know what I'm saying? We know Drake can rap. We're not saying that if Drake can rap. We know this. We've seen it.
If you want to go get your Ghost Rider, go ahead.
I'm not even taking it there. I just want to see what Drake got to say and what is going to be the response. Because we know it's going to cook. He's not going to say it right now. He's not going to do it right now. He's not going to, because everybody's anticipating it right now. He's going to wait till it die down. And then he's going to drop the bomb. Hopefully. I would like to see the rap battle between the two of them. Because let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's see. Let's spar. Let's go up. Competition, bar for bar. Let's see who the fuck is the better one.
I don't know, man.
When it comes to this shit. Because we already know who makes. All right, Drake is the pop one. He makes the records. You know what I'm saying? Make the dance.
I don't know, man.
He's the more versatile one of the two of them, if we're going to be honest.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Between him and Kendrick. But yes, we're just talking about that part.
We want them niggas going in the
booth. But I want to do the bars. I don't want to hear no singing on this shit. I don't want to hear no poppy shit.
I want to
hear you spit the shit.
Drake gonna lose, man. Drake gonna lose.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's gonna lose, but I think he. I don't know. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't never been in this space. So it's like
you said it yourself. He's never been
in this space.
In the space and like on the same level as somebody trying to battle them. Ball for ball, like he's never done that. It's always somebody that's beneath him, popularity wise, and everything wise. Like look, you said Pusha, Meek, Violet and Meek Life, like.
But that was easy though.
Exactly.
That was easy.
I feel like he picks on people that's smaller than him.
Yeah.
That's that light skin shit.
Well, Meek started it though, because Meek was like, "Oh, you know, you got a ghostwriter. I thought this nigga was."
Yeah, but you know, you gotta blame Nicki for that.
Please. So anyway.
So I'm just
now,
saying.
Okay. So now pulling J. Cole into the conversation, right? Because you know, everybody knows J. Cole is one of my favorites. I'm not being biased in this conversation. Let's keep it a buck. J. Cole and Kendrick. Are friends, you know what I'm saying? And they spar at each other because that's what they do. The steel sharpens steel, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
So they've done this. This is not nothing new. They've done this before. He's taking shots at him. He's taking shots at him. We've already heard it, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. All right, cool. Honestly, truthfully, when he dropped the shit, he was like, fuck the big three. I didn't really think that whole song, he really wasn't really coming for Cole. He really was coming at Drake's neck, like, that for all your dogs getting buried, what's the cave with all these nines? It's a pet cemetery. Like, nigga, he coming for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or Drizzy Drake.
He coming for you. Yeah, Cole catching the strays because you standing next to this nigga, of course. But the shit was really for Drake. Now, J. Cole, for his response, 7-minute drill, right? Said what you said. You said, oh, the first album was cool, and then the second shit was a snooze, and you know what I'm saying? Last shit was trash, and those other shit that sounded third, whoop, whoop. You switch the beat, you go up a little bit more. Then you got another record where you kind of going above and you kind of still taking jabs at him and all this other shit or whatever. But you could tell within the song he told you, like, I don't want to do this. This is my brother. I don't want to do this. And so you're like, this is my brother. I don't want to go that far. This is my brother. I don't want to engage in that shit. So once the shit drops, so then he drops Might Delete Later, which was already coming out before this whole fucking beef shit, before Like That even came out. He was already promoting Might Delete Later.
Nah, I know.
Right,
I know.
Because we talked about this and we saw the clips and the videos and those other shit. So you could tell that you threw that shit on there last minute. You could tell.
You definitely did.
Threw that shit on there last minute, but whatever. So
because he knew. It was like, yo, you know what? It's in the moment.
Right.
I'm dropping this.
So yeah, you might as well say some type of response, whatever.
Throw that in there. Boom, boom, boom. And cool. It's the last track on the album. Like.
Correct. Now, my thing is, you talking about you Muhammad Ali, nigga, go up. You feel me? So it was like, all right. We was excited. Like, all right, cool. Like, the consensus was, you jabbing back a little bit. Like, all right, like taps or whatever. All right, let's see what's next. But for him to drop the bomb at Dreamville Fest to be like, you know what, it didn't spiritually align with me. Like, this is really my brother. Like, I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I basically let niggas get in my ear and hype me up to do some shit that I really normally wouldn't fucking do. I don't feel fucking comfortable or whatever. So,
like, what? Bro, you're in hip-hop. You're not in R&B. You're not in pop. You're not in soul. You're not in none of these other genres. You're in rap, hip-hop.
So
everybody that knows the history knows when you have beef, you have beef. You can still be friends, but if it's beef and we throwing jabs at each other, we can throw jabs at each other and it can be cool. Like, you don't have to be cool at the end of the day.
They sparring at each other. This is what I'm saying. But I felt like maybe, who knows? Maybe he felt like this particular time wasn't sparring and it probably could have been something that could have been more. Who the fuck knows? I don't fucking know.
Okay, I could see that within the,
maybe he felt like this shit was really going to go bluff for blood.
Yeah,
because
I've seen people break it down from both sides.
Right.
And everything. And then I've seen both sides. But it's just like, yo, like, just give us what we want.
Right. I was excited. I was waiting. I was waiting because, like I said, J. Cole has not been, beef like Cannabis, nigga. Like, the fuck?
Never been in a rap battle
he
beef
had
like.
Beef with Cannabis, and people who don't know Cannabis wouldn't know that beef.
Yeah, and
wouldn't
what?
Know that conversation.
And, what's his name? NBA Youngboy. I'm not even really calling NBA that beef. Young like, boy, he even bro. Brought that up saying, oh, he brought it up in the song saying, you know, I still want my song. NBA Youngboy.
He
young
still
boy.
Do a verse or whatever. Yeah, with, like, you know, whatever.
I'm like, yo, that's not that's real not beef,
a,
bro.
That's not beef. That's just little jabs. At
yeah, that's little I, jabs. We all know J. Cole can out-rap NBA Youngboy any day. Like, come on. We're not
I
doing
felt
this.
Like I was prepared. I feel like I've been robbed of, you know.
Greatness.
Of greatness. Because let's see what he really could have. What Kendrick's response would have been. And then if his heart was in it. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, that shit was a light jab. 7 Minute Drill was a light jab, please.
Yeah.
Coming at the nigga albums, the second, third, or whatever. Woo, 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 woo.
No, right, and cool. It ain't really true, but.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? But let's, what the fuck? Like, let's go and what?
All,
let's
and
see.
We,
what,
and we all know.
Let's really start hitting each other hard. Like, what's up?
I also think he really felt bad because he knew that shit wasn't all up.
Man, who knows? Who knows? You feel me?
That's
like,
probably why he really, because he's
I don't
like,
know,
yo, bro,
because
that,
like I said,
if that was his
your
response.
Heart not in it, it's like.
Yeah, if that
you
if that
doing
was
it
your
for
response,
the likes of others. So I think that's the reason why he was like, nah, I'm good. Or whatever. He was just like, it didn't align with me, so I'm good on it and I'm not engaging. Like,
and on top of that, we ain't never gonna get that joint album so if whatever that claim that was supposed to happen years ago.
Please, this is like the commission.
Between the two of them.
This is a commission. It's like detox all
so
over
it might as well like, yo, get, at least give us that if y'all not gonna give us the joint album.
I don't know. But
so
people was responding, you know, some people was like, you can't call yourself the best in rap and not defend your title and this, that, and the third, which I agree.
That's a fact.
So
that's
I don't know. Like, I don't know where this man mental is at. You feel me? Like, whatever. But
see,
and then
he light skinned.
But
and
like
he fucking
I said,
with another light skinned nigga.
But like I said, this shit, that shit is really for Drake and Kendrick. Like, I feel like because it really ain't nothing between them two. It's like, I'm really going to go hard at you for what? It really ain't shit between me and you, nigga. It's really between the two of y'all who I'm cool with. Let me step my ass off the side. Like I said before, he should have just stepped his ass out the middle and let them two go the fuck up at it. And then whoever wins, you go up at them. That'd have been lit too. But listen, let's see. Drake already said, I ain't apologizing for shit. So fuck out of here. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I'm paraphrasing.
Man.
Somebody wrote him and was like, you know, I hope you don't take the same route. And he was like, you must not know me. And I'm like, Drake is a fucking Scorpio. That nigga is
he's
a
petty.
Petty as fuck. So,
but he still won't respond because he's pussy.
I hope he respond, though. That's what we waiting for.
He's not. I'm telling you, I know
if
it.
If Drake
I
don't respond,
it.
I don't want to hear shit from this nigga about. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear shit between neither one of them niggas. I don't want to hear shit from Drake about being the best.
He got his
I don't
want to
hear shit
them,
from Drake about being this mobster, gangster ass nigga. This
he was without. Never no then, mobster, gangster. Drake just, was on Degrassi. Please.
He was
please.
In a wheelchair.
All right.
In a wheelchair getting shot.
He got his mans in them. Co-signing, talking about, there was a streaming kid that went live saying that he heard from the grapevines that Kendrick have a diss record ready for Drake.
Let's hear that shit.
And Drake man reposted him was just like, well, tell that nigga drop it. He probably won't.
My
just
nigga.
Like, why are you answering,
Drake
bro?
To respond. Nigga,
why are you
go.
Answering?
I'm waiting on Drake to respond. I think it's good for hip-hop. I think it's good for them or whatever. Because then they going to go like,
we'll
just
see.
Like the 90s.
We'll see.
I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah,
there
ain't nobody pulling up on nobody.
Nobody is
going
to be OVO versus TDE. Like, we good, nigga. Like, just drop the shit.
Like, Drake don't want to get banned from
because
America.
I'm going to be honest with you.
So,
that shit between him and fucking, Meek Mill. Niggas was playing fucking back to back like in a club regular. Like a
yeah.
regular fucking song. This nigga's dissing this nigga. Niggas was playing that shit in the club. And
that shit was a big hit.
And going back to back. Just like that in a club right now. That song is fire either way. He was one top dog from
listen,
my
man.
Listen,
you
Metro
give
Boomin.
Metro
but
Boomin.
Drake, what's up with everybody got beef with Drake? Metro Boomin, Future, fucking Kendrick
well,
Lamar.
Well, Future fucks with Metro Boomin heavy.
Yeah, but between they saying that that's something happened, something transpired between Drake and Future.
Yeah, something happened between that. I don't know what really happened. And then they saying there's rumor going around that Drake allegedly fucked around with Metro Boomin girl or whatever.
They said it was Future girl or some shit like that or whatever. But I'm like, y'all niggas is hoes. Y'all can't be fighting over the hoes.
Listen.
Please.
Drake is a light-skinned nigga. I'm going to keep saying it.
You got to stop your bullshit.
These light-skinned niggas be out here wilding.
So, I don't
they
know.
They don't give a fuck.
Me, personally, I would, as somebody who enjoys, you know what I'm saying, hip hop and whatnot. I just would love for, I would like to hear it. I would have loved to hear what Drake had to say back to Pusha T. I would have loved, because I, honestly and truthfully, I feel like that would have been good too. That would have sharpened the knife for Drake as well, because Pusha T was saying some shit. He fucking told everybody about your fucking kid. Like, shit. She was hiding from the motherfucking world. Like, I would have
wanted. And you was hiding good.
I would have wanted to hear what you, that nigga got mad. That matches because you mentioned his wife. Imagine what else you could have had on this nigga that you could have spit and put in the fucking verse. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, I tell you all the time, I think Pusha T is a one-trick pony. I don't, and I stand by that shit. I will die on that fucking hill. I mean, give me a motherfucking verse from Pusha T that is not motherfucking,
talking about coke.
Talking about pushing weight. Give me one. Give me fucking one. He got a love song with motherfucking Kelly Rowland. He talking about pushing away in that shit too. Like, okay. Yo. I fucking cannot with this nigga. Like, I don't get me wrong. I think My Name Is My Name is his best fucking project. But that nigga got nothing but song. Every song is about pushing coke. Every song. Every some fucking rappers
just
song.
Can't, they just can't help it.
Every song.
That's why he's stuck in. He's stuck in that one generation.
I fucking cannot.
He can't. They can't develop their skills anymore than what it is now. Because they don't want to break out their comfort zone.
I cannot with that. So I mean, honestly and truthfully, like I said, I want Drake to respond. I wish J. Cole didn't take the route. But then again, listen, if your heart not in it, how can I tell you to go up and go hard if your heart not in it? Like, if you ain't with the shits, I can't force you to be with the shits. Like, we can't force you as a team, as your supporters, as your fans, to be with something that you don't fucking fuck with. It's just real shit. Facts. Honestly and truthful.
Facts.
But
facts.
When it comes to when it comes to this, like I said, I want Drake to go up. I would love Kendrick to go back and let's see what it is, and let's just call, let's name it the king of the shit. Let's really give it up. Like, what's up? I mean, niggas is gonna have their responses regardless of what they're gonna say. Oh, it was Kendrick, or it was Drake, or whoever. At the end of the day, they still both gonna get money at the end of the day.
Yeah, they gonna get money regardless. I'm hoping. I know it's something deep down telling me he won't answer, but I hope he does. We'll see. You know, summer right there. We starting to get spring. You know, it'll be fire. You know, anticipating, you know. Because we don't hear Kendrick making music no more like that. After his tour, he was chilling again. And then he just pops up on Metro Boomin' album. So it's just like, yeah. But we're going to see. We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a fact. Definitely.
You got to wait. Patiently wait. Because what? They still touring, right? Him and J. Cole.
No, they done. They just finished. They just finished. Uh-oh, let's take some shots. Shadow clock.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
shadow clock up in this house.
Holy shit. All right,
hold on. All right, shadow clock is over now. Back into the show. Yeah.
Shit just fucked us up.
I know.
Yeah.
I said to Killer Shot's been calling me all day.
And look what happened. You called it into existence. It you purred. Manifested this bullshit.
I said I needed a Moggy earlier. So I need a Moggy in my life.
Moggy.
I need a Moggy. But anyway, so let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this motherfucker up. It's time for the put me on for this episode. I'm going to go first this time. I just want to say, I'm going to make it quick. I just want to say shout out to Beyonce Knowles, female pop vocalist, for having the first black country number one album in the fucking history of the goddamn Billboard charts ever. You know, so I just wanted to give my girl the props. That's it. Cowboy Carter is lit. You said it too, because you called me about it.
I did.
Which was shocking.
Listen.
Shocking.
I'm a man. I'm going to own up to my shit. I didn't think the album was going to be good, because I didn't think she could tap into really that genre. I wasn't expecting what I was expecting. I did listen to some of the songs. And as I told you, it's in text. I feel like she cheated. Because she is Beyonce and she could get whoever she wants on her album. And the features she got is goated features. Like, you haven't heard half these people besides Miley Cyrus on a song in years.
It's only two of them.
What?
Three of them.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, there ain't no two of them.
It's three of them.
Like, let's be real.
Well, I will say the ones that were on the Blackbird song, all of the collaborators, they went and got matching tattoos.
Oh, they did? That's what's
up. That was so cute.
That's cute. That's dope. But nah, her album, you know, shout out to her. She, you know, she did something that's, she stepped out her comfort zone and did something nobody else would think of doing.
Well, she said this ain't no country album. It's a Beyonce album.
Oh, well, excuse the shit out of me.
Because.
This ain't Texas.
Booking. Whoa, that shit is hot. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, nah, she did her thing. Shout out to her. So, Beehive, leave me alone. I gave her respects.
Buzz. listen, if you don't fuck with it, you don't fuck with it. That's cool. Listen, I ain't here to debate. This is, everybody tastes is different. I fuck with the album. Renaissance is still, you know what I'm saying, the better between the two. But then again, this shit came out,
I mean,
2 weeks ago. Because so.
You don't listen to gospel. I was about to say gospel. Holy shit. Oh, what I mean? You don't listen to country music, so country, I wouldn't expect you.
This ain't Texas.
Whoa. To say, obviously, Renaissance is going to
be
better.
No. What I'm saying is only because I've had Renaissance for 2 years now. So we've been in the... Renaissance album for 2 years.
Yeah, I think Renaissance is going to be the top one out of the tour, part three.
But you know what? Listen, Cowboy Carter, the album is lit. Yeah,
and did a thing. And shout out to her, her youngest.
Oh, Rumi Carter, for being the youngest to ever be on a Billboard. I mean, everybody...
Beating her daughter.
Beating her sister, but who else had? Nicki Minaj was on it for a little bit, too. Yeah. For her son, but then
Ruby said, nah, I'm top dog.
I'm the top one, you feel me?
Feels me?
I'm the top.
I love that they doing that for their kids.
Yeah, of course. I love that.
I love that for them, you know? So they're going to be set for life, you know? They're going to do what they got to do. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
When they grow up. But they will always be set because this will be, you know, in their name. So that's dope.
It's my shit. I just, you know, listen. Desert Eagle Down.
She's been saying that for the past 2 days.
Desert Eagle Down is my shit.
Tell y'all, she was shocked that I hit her up about the album. She was shocked. She was just like, wait, hold on. I didn't even download the album yet.
I didn't even listen to it yet. But you listened to it? But I don't know who put you on, but it's okay.
Nobody, no.
Listen, somebody said they forced you to listen to the album.
That's cap.
We can get into it off the episode.
Yeah, we gonna do that. We definitely gonna do that because, like,
that's
hello,
what that's what I heard in the streets. So
that's cap. That's
the streets
cap.
Is talking.
That's cap. I had it downloaded before, but okay.
The streets is talking.
We'll talk about
that
after.
We'll get into it.
It is what it is. Oh man.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Bryson Tiller because his album came out. I thought that shit was gonna be ass, but it's not.
Okay, I gotta listen to it then.
I sent you the song with him and Victor.
You did.
Let me tell you something, people. That song Persuasion with Bryson Tiller and Victoria Monet, up there.
I'm gonna tune in.
Bryson Tiller sounded like old Bryson, which I like. I'm gonna listen to it again. But after the first listen, I was enjoying it. But there's that Persuasion song, all right now.
I'm gonna tune in, y'all. That's my girl. Next episode, I'm gonna give my review.
That's my girl. That's all I had. I just had for the music today. I don't have nothing else. Personally. So I'm gonna slide it over to Blaze.
Yeah, your boy Blaze in the building. You know what's up? What's up? How you doing? Feel me?
Right.
I'm here. I'm ready. You know, vibes. My put me on. Hello. How you doing?
Wait, before you get into your put me on.
Nah.
Can you call your mans and find out why he wasn't at Dreamville Fest?
I'm not doing that.
Can you call him?
This is not important right now. We're not doing
you
that.
You should FaceTime him.
FaceTime him is crazy.
Ask him why he wasn't at Dreamville Fest.
I don't have his number.
For those who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Chris Brown was supposed to be SZA, Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, and J. Cole as the headliners for Dreamville Fest. And the day he was supposed to perform, if an unforeseen emergencies that he wasn't, him and Money Long wasn't going to be on the motherfucking tour. And I want to know why.
Probably had some family emergency.
Yeah. No.
You never know.
What's the answer?
We don't know. I don't know. Call him is crazy. But for my put me on, I'm about to play a little video. I posted this in my stories on IG. So if you follow me, you've seen it. If you did it, oh well, it is what it is. Forget you. But you should follow me. I'm popping. But yeah, this is the video. This is what Fama put me on, and I might explain it. I might not. If you get it, you get it. All right.
Message to all the haters out there: if you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan.
And that's that. You're always gonna be a fan, no matter what it is. And I'm just that. I know y'all watch me. Y'all love me.
You got fans too.
Like, you know, I love it though. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm inspiring others. I don't hate others. You know, I never hate others. Hate is a very strong word. If I dislike you, I dislike you. If I don't, I don't. And you would know if I didn't. It, my face alone tells. All my friends will tell you. I can't hide my face expressions for shit. As much as I be trying to.
He don't be trying.
I do. I really be trying to. And I'd be like, I be lying. I'd be like, yo, nah, I'm good. Yeah, nah, it's okay.
Fix your face.
But my face be telling it. So you would know. But yeah, you know, if you're a hater, you're a hater. It is what it is. It's all love. You know, I rise from that. I'm glad I inspire y'all to do good things and to be like me and to always question what I'm doing and everything. So, yeah, that's that.
That's it?
Yeah.
Before we go, I just wanted to say RIP to DMX.
Facts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, RIP to DMX.
It's his anniversary. It's
been 3 years, man.
Sheesh.
3 years since he's left
the
us.
The dog.
You know what I'm saying?
DMX.
Now, let me make you laugh real quick. It's not really funny, but it's funny to me because, you know, I got a dark sense of humor. I posted, you know, his, you know, RIP or whatever, and picking a song to post, my original song was going to be 24 Hours to Live, his verse on that verse, and I was like, wow. Maybe that's not the best verse to put, but... So I picked 4-3-2-1.
But shit.
Fuck it. I mean, listen, DMX got iconic verses.
Of course.
So
you gonna rap the Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer one?
No. We'll play it for Christmas this year. How about that?
Hey.
Like I said, I don't like Drake. I don't like nothing about that nigga. Like, I don't like nothing. I don't like his mannerism. I don't like the way he chew. I don't like
I should've listened to that
I don't
nigga.
Like music. I don't like nothing. I don't like that nigga.
Yo,
oh,
I'm telling you.
Shit. Like, that shit was
it's
funny.
It's a couple goats that has passed that I would have just loved to just be in the studio or just around them just to feel their energy and vibe. And DMX was one of them. I just know if he was around him in the studio or wherever he was out.
He probably had a good time.
It was just always a great time no matter what was going on. You could have been going through hell. You're around him. I just know he was making sure you had a good time.
I'm going to tell you how, just a little piece. I probably told this story before. Who cares? Tell you it again. It was the Mary J. Blige and Nas concert. And I was told to, like, basically just, you know, watch him or whatever case may be or whatever. And I will say, first of all, he had the tiniest feet. He had on a pair of white Timbs. It was so fucking small. I was like, God damn, that's pretty little. But he was having such a fucking fabulous time by himself on the side of the stage singing Mary J. Blige records. I can't remember what song he was, sad for me, but I can't remember what song he was singing. But he was just on the side of the stage living his best fucking life. He, like, I know he had a great time at that Mary J. Blige. Like, I know he did. And then Nas came out to come get him. Because they was on some bullshit. But they came out to come get him, and he went in the back, and I know he had a good time. But just watching him by himself, he had no entourage. He had nobody with him. It was just him. And he had a long coat, and he had a white Timbs. He had a long brown coat with white Timbs. I won't forget. And he was on the side of the fucking stage living his best fucking life to Mary J. Blige. Like, that's it. That's enough for me. And then for the Rough Riders tour, like, they came. He almost fell off the speaker. Oh, my God. Was you there? Was you on the side? I was on the side of the stage for that.
I don't think I was on the side for that.
He jumped on the speaker. I think I was on the other side. And the speaker started rocking. He almost fell off the speaker. That shit was scary. I was like, oh my God. Had he fell off that shit, they had to take my ass up out of here. Because I would not be able to breathe. Jesus Christ. But
that's Lord. Crazy.
But thank God he was all right. He was good. He got his balance and he was able to rock the show. And shout out to DMX. You know what I'm saying? RIP, we do miss you.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? He's an icon, a legend, and he definitely left his mark on the world. There will never be another artist like DMX.
None.
Jay-Z and fucking every... Like, Jay-Z told a story on The Shop, you know, about being on the tour, being on tour with him when it was Jay and it was DMX and it was Meth and Red and it was The Lox and it was... Like, all of them. Like, that whole fuck... I wish I could have went. I think I was too young for that shit. But I wish I could have went.
You
but
probably was.
They said that, you know, DMX came out before Jay, and all you heard was like, dum-dum. And then he just started growling, and the fucking crowd just... The whole arena just erupts. Just... And I know what that feels like. So I was just like, yo. Like, I wish I was in a building for that shit. But they was just like, he come out, he do his thing, he go fucking energize, he got his fucking... they said Henny and fucking Alizé mixed, so it looked like blood in the fucking cup. Like, he just go up, he's energized, he's running across the stage, he's down the third, he takes his shirts off for the, take his shirt off for the ladies, so they hollering, and then he say, you know, doing his raps for the niggas, they fucking going up, and then at the end, he says his prayer. Now everybody fucking crying.
Like, sounds like DMX.
Everybody is fucking bawling tears. And then Jay-Z was like, you know, now it's my turn. And I come out with like, it's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life. And so I was just like, yeah. But he was like, DMX gave him, showed him stage presence and, you know, how to rock a crowd and this, that, and the third. So it's just like, you know, listen, like, he left his mark on the world regardless. You know, unfortunately not with us anymore, but... You know, he'll never be forgotten. Never. Never, 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 never. Never, never, never. Facts. All right, that's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. Listen, we miss y'all so much. Hopefully we could do this again next Tuesday.
We definitely can. We definitely can.
Hopefully, again, you know what I'm saying? Work been kicking our asses, but now we back in full effect. Please follow us on at NBT Radio on...
NBT Radio.
Oh, yeah. On Instagram and on YouTube as well too. You can always go back and listen to our episodes as well too. Next week I will go live because I've been told we need to go live, and we will go live.
I'm telling you, we gotta do live content, man.
All right.
I keep telling her that she wanna listen, y'all. It's her fault. It's her fault, y'all. It's her fault. I'm telling y'all. She's always been pushing me for it, and I've been telling her about it. Now she won't listen.
Why are you telling my business?
I'm just saying, it's not my fault.
That's crazy. I like you just throw your hands in the air and just, you know, whatever. But anyway, listen, we will go live next week. I will make it happen. Please just bear with me. Also, make sure y'all follow me. I am Miss True Says on everything. And make sure you follow Blaze, BLAZZE _. You know what I'm saying? On social media as well, too. We love you guys so much. Thank you guys for rocking out with us. Shout out again to all the Aries and all the other shit. Shout out to all the Pisces. Shout out to
facts. Shout out to my.
If you could delete one sign, what would it be?
Gemini.
I agree. Perry, give me a pen. If you could delete one sign, what would it be? They said Gemini. It's true. They fucking crazy.
Off rip.
Fucking sorry. Insane. Sorry, can't deal with it. All right, we love you guys so much. See you guys next week. Peace.
Deuces.
You want to report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two senses long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gene. The kids, you usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily one.